Hi, I'm Bill Satterly, along with Kent Lindquist. We'll be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. So I hope you enjoy what we have picked out tonight for you to listen to. I'm going to kick out the show from a CD entitled Rockin' in Rhythm, featuring Hank Jones on piano and Fender Rhodes, Ray Brown bass, and Jimmy Smith drums. The name of the tune is Dancing on the Ceiling. Hank Jones, Ray Brown, Jimmy Smith, doing a tune entitled Dancing on the Ceiling.
Bill, tonight I'm going to continue with highlight the recorded works of John Bunch from Tipton, Indiana, one of Hoosierdom's finest contributions to the world of jazz. And he played around Indianapolis in the 50s and moved out to L.A., got a gig with the Woody Herman Big Band. He worked with the Maynard Ferguson Big Band. And he had a real nice gig for 6 years. He was the accompanist and musical director for Tony Bennett. And so we're going to survey some of his works, and we're going to start out with a recent CD he put out on the Arbor's Jazz label, John Bunch, at the NOLA Penthouse, salutes Jimmy Van Heusen. Of course, Jimmy Van Heusen wrote countless great standards down through the years. This is Jimmy Heusen's trio with Dave Green on bass, Steve Brown on drums, doing I Thought About You. classic standard done by Jimmy Van Heusen, not played too often. It's a great tune. I Thought About You. That's from John Bunch's Arbor CD. John Bunch salutes Jimmy Van Heusen, backed up by Dave Green on bass and Steve Brown on drums.
I want to play something from a Buddy Rich CD. It doesn't have really any name other than Buddy Rich. And it features, among others, Harry Sweets Edison, Sonny Chris, Max Roach, Ben Webster, Jimmy Rowles. The name of the tune is Bloody Mary.
Thank you.
might be a little too late in the evening to have a Bloody Mary. So in case it is, you can at least hear one. So that was Buddy Rich and his orchestra doing Bloody Mary.
John Bunch put together a quintet and recorded a CD on the Progressive label. Actually, it was a reissue of a Famous Door LP. And the John Bunch Quintet is called John's Other Bunch. And, of course, John on piano. And have some young tigers here on front line. We've got Warren Vachet on trumpet, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax. Rhythm section comprised of Michael Moore on bass and Connie Kay out of the MJQ on drums. This is a little Ellington composition they picked up on, written by the Duke himself, called Ellington 66.
Thank you. No.
A little item by the John Bunch Quintet with Warren Vaché joining John Bunch on piano. It's Warren Vaché on trumpet, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax. A little thing written by Duke Ellington himself called Ellington 66.
I want to dedicate this song to all of our attorney friends out there who are jazz lovers. It's the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra live at the MCG. The name of the tune is Evidence.
Thank you.
That was a Thelonious Monk in a song entitled Evidence.
John Bunch, the pianist John Bunch from Tipton, Indiana, who we're highlighting tonight, got together and put together a group with guitarist Bucky Prezzolato from Jersey's Finest. And the group also included Jay Leonhardt on bass, John Cacuzzo on drums. And this is an album called The New York Swing, plays the Cole Porter Collective. And this is a fine Cole Porter composition that isn't done too often, and it's From This Moment On.
Thank you.
I introduced that as Cole Porter's From This Moment On. Actually, that was a lovely ballad by Cole Porter. Where Have You Been? Done by the New York Swing from their album, The Cole Porter Collective, and headed up, of course, by John Bunch there on piano and Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar.
I'm going to follow that up with another trio sound of the Pete Jolly Trio from a CD, Truly Yours. And Pete, I think, was born in Connecticut, but about the early 50s, he migrated out west and hooked up with Chet Baker and Shorty Rogers and Buddy DeFranco and others. And then in the latter part of the 50s, he joined up with Chuck Burgerhofer, and they kind of played a lot of the clubs in L.A., and he eventually ended up pretty much as a trio on a full-time basis at a place, I think it was called, trying to think of the name of it, but the Chimney, I think. So I'm going to play a tune from that CD entitled You Stepped Out of a Dream. Thank you. That was the P. Jolly Trio and playing a tune entitled You Stepped Out of a Dream.
There's another track by the New York Swing, which was a group put together by Tipton, Indiana's finest, John Bunch and Bucky Pritzall on guitar, along with John Leonhardt on bass and Dennis Mackerel on drums. This is their CD, New York Swing Plays Jerome Kern, and this is a Jerome Kern composition not played too often, and it's a nice little composition, Nobody Else But Me. Now, that's a Cole Porter tune that isn't played too often. I think the first time I heard it was Stan Getz, and it was one of the later compositions by Jerome Kern. I think it was when they redid Showboat, he added that song to that musical. That was the New York Swing, comprised of Bucky Pizzarello on guitar, John Tipton's, or Tipton's Indiana's finest, John Bunch, Jay Leonhardt and Dennis Mackerel on bass and drums, respectively.
Pacific Record or Jazz came out with a CD for Clifford Brown. It's called The Jazz Immortals. When I first saw it, I thought it was The Jazz Immortals, but fortunately, I was wrong. This features Clifford Brown on trumpet, Zoot Sims tenor, Russ Freeman piano, and Russ Freeman was a piano player that pretty much just played on the West Coast, and so there's not a lot of CDs out with his name on it. Carson Smith is on bass, Stu Williamson, valve trombone, Bob Gordon, baritone, Joe Mondragon, bass, and Shelly Man, drums. It's hard to believe that the first hour has already come to a close as soon as this particular song is played. They're going to play a tune entitled Bones for Jones.
Thank you.